We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Bruce Weber Show, brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Strong. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com.
To the rim. Scoop shot is good. What a play there.
This is the Bruce Weber Show. Here's the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson.
Pleasant good evening, everybody. Welcome to the first Bruce Weber Show of the year. We're excited that basketball is just around the corner, and we'll talk about it with you from the K-State perspective over the next hour. I'm Wyatt Thompson, along with the coach of the Cats, Nate Lewis, running things back at our studios in Jeff City. Jesse Piper helping out here, as is Brett Foltz, Jay Moline, Tyler Stutzman. We've got a good show for you tonight. We're going to preview this upcoming season with Coach. We also have two players on the show. Not a lot of seniors on this group. As a matter of fact, there is one, and he's with us tonight. That's Mike McGurl from Ellington, Connecticut. And freshman point guard Nigel Pack will also join us a little bit later in the show. This is our initial show of the year. Our next one will be the 17th of December, and we will have had basketball at that point. The Wildcats open next Wednesday at home in the Little Apple Classic, as they will take on the Drake Bulldogs at 1 o'clock. We'll have coverage starting at noon. Also, a couple of other teams, South Dakota and Colorado, will play that night, and then they're going to wrap up the play on Friday. But more on that a little bit later. At this point, again, we say welcome to you, and welcome to the coach of the Wildcats, Mr. Bruce Weber. Boy, these are strange times, but as I mentioned, we're ready for basketball next week. I'm pumped up about that. I know you are, too, as you start year number 9. Welcome to the show, buddy. How are things going?
I'm fine, Wyatt. Thank you. And it's kind of weird to do the radio show, and we're not in the same building exactly, or the same room or anything. But it's good to be on, and this means that, as you said, the season's close. We're a week away from today, 1 o'clock in Bramlage. Hope to open up against Drake. But as we've learned over the last 3-4 months since our players arrived back on campus, everything constantly changes. You never know from day to day what's going to happen, and you're just going to have to adjust. We started our game week testing for the COVID this morning. We've been on our surveillance testing since we started practice once a week, and now it's 3 times a week, and the same with the other teams. So you got to worry about your own team, but you also have to worry about the other teams. Are they going to show? And we really want the tournament to happen. I was on, we had a Zoom call with Colorado today, Tad Boyle, of course, and we just, you know, both of us, you know, we're trying to do everything we can to make sure we get games. Our players deserve it. They want it. They deserve it. And now hopefully we can get there on next Wednesday.
Well, we'll talk about that certainly, and all of the things that we've been going through here and everywhere, really, to try to get this college basketball season started. But I think we would probably be remiss if we don't talk about some of your staff and some of the people that have at least given us a chance to get to what will be opening day next Wednesday. You have a lot of people there. I think about trainers, managers, doctors, those types of people that have helped these kids through, frankly, a most difficult time. And it has been a difficult time. But, again, basketball is soon upon us, which is a great thing.
Yeah, there's when you started mentioning staff, my first thought is there's two people, or actually there's more than that. But for our program, Luke Sauber's got to be the MVP. It's unbelievable what our medical staff, our trainers, Matt Thomason, what he's had to do to step up. And then we're very fortunate. Kyle Gorrell. Of Lafine Clinic is not only oversees our COVID here at K-State, but he's overseeing the whole Big 12 and involved a lot with the national decisions also. So those people have worked very closely together. As I said, it seems like every day something new comes up, not whether it's the CDC or the NCAA or here in Riley County. And Doc Gorrell and Luke and Matt and all the trainers, they're putting in a lot of time. And we really, really appreciate them. And if we get to a season, they're going to have a lot to do with it.
Bruce, it's hard to believe for me. I'll ask you, I guess, as you start season number 9, does it seem like it? Even through, going through a tough year last year, things have been good here for a while now. I think about, an Elite Eight run and the NCAA tournaments and two Big 12 titles, and it's been a pretty darn good thing over the last 8 years for you, despite the fact that last year was pretty harsh.
Yeah, last year was not fun. And the thing is, ironically, I really haven't. When you think about that last game, we beat TCU in the tournament. Yep. I don't get to do post game with you because it's the Big 12 and you got to go do the press conference. And we never even got to discuss that game. And that was, Mike McGurl's best game. We really played well. We ended up winning our last two. Pearson McAtee had an unbelievable game against Iowa State. And starting coming off, as a senior, thought he really deserved it and gave us a great lift. Played well in that game. Xavier obviously had his career game in his last game in Bramlage. And then, we beat TCU, and then we're sitting in the hotel getting ready for Baylor. And I remember you came in. We were eating a dinner after the game, and Stan came in, and I went back to change, and I saw the NBA players tested positive. And I went back to our staff, even though we watched film that night, and I said, guys, I think we're in trouble. And if they're, we already had announced no fans for the next day, but and it was probably a great decision that, to do. We avoided a lot of issues, and it's just sad for our players. And that's why I'm so happy if we can get to next Wednesday and start having games. I know Coach Kleiman, and you've been with him, the resilience of their team and all the teams around the country, Susie Fritz with volleyball, Coach, with the soccer team, and Beanie, and these kids have really had to sacrifice to get a chance to play. This morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, you got to go get tested. Then you got to go get breakfast. Then you go to your Zoom classes, and then you go, come to practice. And it's not a whole lot of fun going to college right now. But I know our guys have sacrificed, so they'll get a chance to, play a game, and hopefully that's next Wednesday.
I'll be honest with you. I think that's the thing that I admire most, that their love of the game and the ability to isolate a little bit when, let's be honest, they would probably in almost all circumstances rather be a little bit more of a student athlete that could go to a movie or could go, downtown to Aggieville once or whatever it might be. But these guys have been pretty darn good about, kind of keeping in the group, so to speak.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And we started, first to go back. You know, you're quarantined and you're getting the calls from the players, the parents. When can we come back? Because everyone thought, I thought it would be 2 weeks, maybe a month at the most. I thought we'd be back on campus. And then obviously that didn't happen. And just keeping the positive hope for our players. And because they, I mean, you can't, I mean, it's so, you know, as a, you, Mike McGurl, are you going to have a senior season? Well, now he gets to have two, actually. So, but if he wants to, so it's, you know, it could be a good thing. But at the same time, those guys were just, you know, I don't know if the word is sad, frustrated. But, you know, it was so disappointing because you couldn't be on campus. You couldn't be working out. And then Mike and Dejuan and their parents called me and just said, they want to be back in Manhattan. It was safer in Manhattan. Obviously, Chicago in the New York area, a lot of restrictions. The weather wasn't as good. They couldn't get outside to play or shoot or do anything. So they were the first ones to get back here in May. You know, they couldn't use the facilities, but, you know, they were doing ball handling drills in the driveways or the parking lots. They were shooting on outside courts. They were, you know, trying to do workouts, just really trying to encourage and stay together with our other players. And then Selton Miguel was the next one to arrive. Obviously, we kind of joke with him. He was a man without a country. He couldn't go back to Angola. He had hoped to have his parents come to graduation at West Oaks in Orlando, Florida, but they couldn't get out of their country. So we were fortunate. Compliance, Darren, Gene, Casey helped us get him here early. We got him in a May summer school class because he had nowhere to go. And then we finally we were a little bit afraid of international players traveling. So we got Casey and Rudy to come. They came that first week of June. Because we were worried about maybe a lockdown on the borders at that time. So those guys were the first to get here. We got everyone else at the end of June. They had to go through the quarantine like all the other sports. And it's been a long go. Like you said, 8 years I've been here. I'm telling you, the last 8 months seem like 8 years, yeah, Wyatt. So
I'm with you.
And again, at first I felt sorry for myself and, you know, for, you know, and our staff, you know, you could just tell. And I just said, hey, guys, you know, we're the coaches. We're the adults. We got to help these guys. We got to give them hope. We got to give them a purpose. We got to give them something to, you know, to do. They, you know, we started sending video workouts, things like that, just to get them ideas of what they could do. And I laugh because I'm the old coach. But this was the time. They're all the young guys with the workouts and stuff. But when I grew up, we didn't have a gym. And we went on the playground. We went in our alley and did ball handling drills. Sure. Or in our basement. And, you know, so I was the one who had ideas. I still remember calling Casey in Toronto. I said, are you doing it? He said, coach, it's freezing cold. He said, you've been to my house. There's no room. There's nothing there. And I had remembered he had a garage, and I told him to FaceTime me, and I said, you know, let's see what you got here, and I said, go to the garage, and I said, you move around a couple things and you can work out. And Casey, you know, after that, it seemed like every time I called him, he was working out in his garage. So, you know, you had to find any means possible, and our guys did, and they've got to this point. Our big theme was winning the weight. Doc Rivers talked about it. Obviously, the weight was dealing with the COVID, not being together, all that stuff. But you had to be ready when you have your chance. And hopefully our guys are going to be ready next Wednesday.
We're excited about it. We'll talk more about it with Coach in just a moment. A little bit later, Mike McGurl and Nigel Pack will join us back in a moment. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
You work hard to find the right soybean seed for your fields, and you stand by your work. So do we. That's why we put our soybean seed through strenuous testing and provide precise varieties and expert agronomic support for your operation. Ask your authorized retailer or your BASF Agronomic Solutions advisor about Credenz, because credibility isn't just part of our name. It's our commitment. Credenz soybean seed. from the experts that understand credibility is earned. Always read and follow label directions.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
Willie understands the Cats are going to have to claw and fight their way through this year's Big 12 schedule, but Willie wants you to have a smooth ride to every Wildcat game. That's why he recommends Kansas Land Tire to keep your ride in as good a shape as a K-State running back. Kansas Land Tire isn't just tires, it's everything mechanical, from exhaust systems to cooling systems to brakes and tune-ups. They can handle it all at Kansas Land Tire. Online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Welcome to the Bruce Weber Show as we continue. I'm Wyatt Thompson with the coach of the Cats. If you are listening across the network and also watching on Facebook Live and would like to submit a question for Coach, you can do so and do it right now via the Facebook live stream. You can also tweet me at @CatVoiceWyatt. That is @CatVoiceWyatt. Questions for the coach presented by Intrust Bank, and we'll get to some of those in just a little bit. Boy, so much to talk about here as we preview the season that starts, Coach, next Wednesday when Drake comes in for the Little Apple Classic. And I guess before I ask you a little bit about how that came about, probably should mention the fact that Brad Korn is no longer with you. He is now a head coach, so I want you to kind of tell everybody what his situation is. We're thrilled for him. Tough to see him go, but thrilled for him. That opened up an opportunity for guess who? Mr. Shane Southwell to come back, and we're excited for Shane to be back at K-State. Let's just kind of take everybody through that little scenario, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I kind of rehashed what happened with the players and, you know, guys coming back and all that, what we kind of dealt with in March and April and May. But as you said, along the way, I just, you know, as a head coach, you want your assistant coaches to become head coaches. And that, you know, Coach Gady, you know, wanted me to become a head coach. It took me a while. I was stuck with him for a long time, but I finally got the opportunity, and Brad was very, very fortunate. In the middle of the pandemic, you know, he had got involved right at the end of the season. And actually, right when lockdown started, he actually made the trip to interview for SEMO, Southeast Missouri State, in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And you know, Brad had interviewed for Southern Illinois the year before in Carbondale, his alma mater, and another former player of ours, Brian Mullins, got the job. And, you know, Brad was a little disappointed and frustrated, but now he's got an opportunity, and he did a great job. As you know, he really grew as a person, as a coach, as confidence. I think he had a great relationship with our players. He kind of was a quiet voice. I think we all know Coach Lowry has got a little bit of a bark. Coach Henderson is loud and talks all the time. And Brad would kind of just quietly, you know, be in the background. Now, it doesn't mean he wasn't forceful.
Sure.
Because he was probably more honest sometimes than some of the other coaches. But, you know, he did it in his way. And I'm just so thrilled for him and his wife and family and to have that opportunity. And as you said, the first person, you know, I called was Shane, and I knew, and I probably would have moved Shane up the year before, but it would have been a big jump from graduate assistant with some other coaches that were on staff. And I think it's good for Shane, and I think he'll tell you, for him to go to Robert Morris, to be at a mid-major, And then, you know, Wynn actually had a chance to, you know, a tournament bid team, so he was part of a really good team. But to have that opportunity, I think it helped him grow as a coach and as a person. And, you know, just so excited. It's funny because when Coach Korn left, a lot of the coaches or the players started texting me, and they said, "What are you going to do, Coach?" And they all, you know, a lot of them said Shane because obviously he was here. And even through last summer, he was here, you know, after the USA basketball stuff before he moved to Robert Morris. So yeah. It made sense, and it's great. And it's nice to have him, a nice young voice, and, you know, good mixture with our other guys. And so it's good for our staff. I think there's no doubt about it. And he's going to be a star coach. There's no doubt about it. You know, you can tell when guys come up how they love the game and how they interact, and you know if they want to work hard, because coaching is a lot of hard work and time. And there's no doubt that we're real pleased to have him with us.
All right, let's talk about the Little Apple Classic before we get to our next break, real briefly here, because obviously there were going to be, through COVID, some changes to the schedule, some scrambling certainly would be a fair way to describe it, I suppose. I had heard there for a few days that you were maybe going to go to Colorado and play some teams out there, and then the next thing I know, nope, Colorado's coming this way for the Little Apple Classic. That's awesome. How did that happen?
Well, first of all, we were supposed to go to the Cayman Islands, which wish we could go to. It's one of the nicest places in the world to go to.
Yeah.
But the Cayman Islands said, no Americans welcome. So we had to change that. Then they changed it to Destin, Florida. But and it looked like we were going to have the tournament. And then all of a sudden, the NCAA changed the start date. So everything got pushed back. The group organizers just couldn't work out another date, and everyone's schedule is so jammed up. If you look at ours, you know, we play, you know, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, and then the next week, Tuesday, Friday, and then Monday again. So we got a busy stretch. Everybody does. So we just knew we had to stay close. And we just started calling. We called Nebraska, and we had looked. They were going to host an event, and we looked at that. You know, we called Missouri, anyone that was within driving distance, because that. And I know Tad, obviously, Coach Turgeon, Wichita. You know, I've known him for a long time. Really good guy. Done an unbelievable job at Colorado. And I said, would you come to our place, or we'll go to your place? And he said he thought he could get Air Force and Northern Colorado to come. So we said, hey, we'll bus out there, we'll do it. And then the next thing, Northern canceled and Air Force was question mark. And Drew Spiros had to make a lot of calls the last, 6 months. And so I said, let's try to get some teams. And we got a couple teams. I said, Tad, would you come to our place? And he said, yeah, we just want to play. And so, it worked out. And again, then South Dakota State dropped out. So then we were going to have a three team. But then South Dakota, we were supposed to play them on the 29th. And they're going to start their league. And they asked to get out of that game. So we said, hey, would you guys replace South Dakota State? Everyone needs money right now. So it just worked out. So I hope, when everyone shows up next Wednesday and we have all negative tests went Thursday morning and we can tip it off, I'll believe it's going to happen. As I said before, I know the players want it. They deserve it. And I hope it happens.
Me too. We're very, very hopeful for sure. We'll take a quick break. More in just a moment. You're listening to The Bruce Weber Show, and this is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Bruce Weber Show on this Wednesday evening. We'll be Thursdays for the most part after tonight. Our next show is the 17th of December. But so glad you're with us tonight. We remind you, from the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service. For all their tire and auto service needs, visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire near you. We mentioned with Coach a moment ago that there is one senior on this team, and he joins us now. He is Mike McGurl, a senior from Ellington, Connecticut, and he joins us. How are you? Good to see you, Mike. You doing okay?
Good. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know what? We've done this a lot of times in the time that you've been at K-State, but it's the first time I've said senior Mike McGurl. That sounds a little odd to me. What about for you? What do you think?
Yeah, sometimes I can't believe it myself. I mean, it's been a long journey here, but I'm excited to be here.
You know, that is a good point. And the reality of it is, and we mentioned this a moment ago with Coach, last year was hard. It was tough for everybody, wasn't it? And yet, when you look at your entire time here, it's been a pretty good run. You've experienced a lot of things. You've grown as a person. You've grown as a player. That's kind of how this works. It's been pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster my whole time here. From the start, we came when I was here. I was a freshman. We were a good team. Following year, won a Big 12 championship. And then there was last year. So I mean, it's been a roller coaster, but it's all brought me and everybody else to where we are now. And I'm just really excited.
I love hearing guys like you say a Big 12 championship. That was a pretty special moment in time, wasn't it? It really truly was.
Yeah, it was. It was a great experience, a once in a lifetime experience as a player, and yeah, that was one of the highlights of being here.
No doubt, you've had others certainly, and let's talk a little bit about some of the things. I think this offseason has been like no other before, and hopefully after, with COVID and that. What's it been like for you since last March, between then and now, getting ready for another season, as bizarrely as the last one ended?
Yeah, I mean, as weird as it sounds, ever since last season ended, it's really, for myself, been all about basketball.
Yeah.
And every day, almost every day since then, it's just about basketball, improving and being ready for the moment that comes next week. And this whole season, and I'm happy with the way I spent this whole time through the pandemic. I'm happy with everything that I've done and been through, and I'm just really excited.
I've always admired players that, and this happens a lot, I get that, but I admire guys that work on their game in the off season, and not necessarily work on their strengths, but maybe sometimes weaknesses.
Yeah.
And that's what makes players better, don't you think? So with that said, what all did you work on this summer? Because obviously you had a lot of time in the gym with, may have been by yourself from time to time, but so be it, I guess. How did it go?
Yeah,
what'd you work
on? There was so much to work on this past offseason. So much to work on, but really just focus on first and foremost getting my body in the best possible shape it could be in, trying to become the best athlete I could be, to and working on being able to do it on a daily basis and be the same like athlete on a daily basis, and not trying to, like, you know, I learned through the first 3 years that you, some days you feel good, some days you don't feel good.
Sure, because it's a long year. It's a long grind, isn't it?
Yeah. So, I mean, really just focused on pushing myself to where I feel good every day. But besides that, I mean, learning the game. I watched so much basketball since the whole pandemic started. And I feel like I've learned a lot. I still got a lot more to learn. And I've just... and enjoyed the process of this off season.
Is it just me, or when I see you at practice, are you shooting the ball better now than you ever have before? Is that a fair thought, or am I crazy?
I mean, I'd say I'm shooting the ball pretty well. Some days I shoot it better than others. But
sure.
I mean, this off season I focused on getting my shot right and being able to shoot it in different ways, and not just a standstill, have my feet set, like in that type of way. I wanted to off the dribble, pull-ups, and running in different type of ways.
Before I let you go, let's talk about being not only a senior but the lone senior, and what that means in terms of trying to lead what is a very, very talented but a pretty young basketball team. How do you look at that? How have you handled that so far? Do you feel like you've done what you've needed to do to show everybody that you're going to lead this bunch?
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot being an only senior, but I mean, I'm really lucky to have the teammates I have. I mean, I'm lucky that it's a bunch of guys who want to get better, like love the game and want to work hard. And so, like, all I could do is try to help them every day, because they're going to go through their own journey, same as I did. But all I could do is try to help them, and so we could be ready for this season and be the best possible team we could be this season.
Mike, I'm excited for you. Stay healthy. Have a great senior season. Who knows? I don't know if you'd want to come back next year and add to a second senior season or not, but that's a question for another day, I suppose. But stay healthy, and good luck to you, buddy. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
You bet. That's Mike McGurl, and we're back with Nigel Pack next. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
Willie understands the Cats are going to have to claw and fight their way through this year's Big 12 schedule. But Willie wants you to have a smooth ride to every Wildcat game. That's why he recommends Kansas Land Tire to keep your ride in as good a shape as a K-State running back. Kansas Land Tire isn't just tires. It's everything mechanical, from exhaust systems to cooling systems to brakes and tune-ups. They can handle it all at Kansas Land Tire. Online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
This season, there's a new choice for your fields. Zatavo soybean seed, designed with triple stacked Enlist E3 technology for weed control flexibility. Supported by a dedicated team of BASF agronomic experts. Protected by the versatile BASF soybean crop protection portfolio. Zatavo soybean seed, stacked in your favor. Zatavo from MS Technologies, distributed exclusively by BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
back on the Bruce Weber Show on this Wednesday evening. Oil and natural gas production is the second largest industry in the state. It provides over 118,000 jobs and more than $3 billion in family income. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. Coach will be rejoining us here in just a little bit. Our thanks to Mike McGurl for joining us on the program tonight. Our second of two player guests is an exciting-looking young player. He is a freshman, I'm going to say true point guard out of Indianapolis, Indiana. He is Nigel Pack. Nigel, welcome. How are you, buddy? Welcome to Kansas State. Everything good?
Everything's great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's talk, first of all, about getting to K-State. I mentioned you're from Indianapolis. You played in that area on a terrific high school team. You've played some pretty big-time basketball in the early stages of your career here. At the end of the day, why did you pick the Cats?
Man, everything about my visit, all the facilities, all the coaches, and definitely all the players and my teammates that I could see myself being here. And I definitely had that feeling in my heart and in my gut that this is the place I wanted to be.
Nigel, you were really a part of a heck of a high school team. Give our fans a sense of what that team was like, and for that matter, you know, just your experiences in AAU basketball and things like that, because I understand you played with some awfully talented guys.
Man, first off, with the high school career, I had some really great teammates, some really great guys that's going to do great things. I had some guys before me, like Kyle Guy, that was there. I kind of watched him. I wasn't able to play with him. I was a year longer, but he was able to win a national championship, so it's kind of, you know, motivating. I had guys on my team like DeAndre Davis and Tay Davis. They're both highly recruited. DeAndre Davis is at Louisville right now, and his younger brother, Tay Davis, is getting highly recruited from many high major schools. So playing with a lot of talent. Every night playing against a lot of talent. There's some guys that we played against as high major players as well. And it just kind of got me ready to come here and play against high major players as well.
You and I were talking off the air just a moment ago, and we were kind of in the middle of a conversation there and had to get back on the air. But tell me a little bit about your game. I mentioned kind of a pure point guard. Not that you couldn't play some two, but I think at heart you're certainly a point guard, and you can really shoot it. Who taught you the game? Who taught you how to shoot the ball?
Man, it'd be crazy telling you how I changed the process of me changing my jump shot. Being a younger kid, I had kind of a, you would say, Larry Bird kind of jump shot, where I kind of shot it from the top of my head. It was really effective. I'm not even going to lie to you about that. It was really effective. I used to shoot the ball really well with that, but I just didn't like the way it looked, and everybody always asked me, why do you shoot like that? Why do you shoot like that? And it kind of got annoying of people asking me, so my dad ended up helping me change my jump shot. I think it took about 9 months to become back a good shooter. Took a lot of form, took a lot of practice. And now every day I go through the same routine, same form, you know, to keep my jump shot looking really good.
I think to be a really good player, you have to spend a lot of time in the gym. You clearly are one that does that. What's it been like being here, especially like in the months leading up to where school started, in one of the strangest times ever here with the pandemic? What was that like for you personally?
It was kind of different. I expected to come into college. I was looking forward to the things like being able to, you know, being able to work out with all my guys and things like that. First getting here, having to quarantine and all the other things, it kind of threw us everything off. It kind of had the whole team nervous, like, man, are we going to have a season? Did we come down here for no reason? All the workouts we had to do on our own at home, like everything was so different, but it kind of got us ready and got us anxious and hungry for this moment that we got next week.
It really is, I think, an exciting time to start a new season, and there are so many new faces on this group. From your perspective, I guess just your opinion, how has this thing kind of come together with the guys gelling and getting to know each other and learning each other's games and making that work on and off the floor?
Man, I feel like even though we just met each other, I would say five months ago, you could say, I feel like we've been playing together for a couple years now. Like our chemistry in practice, the way we move the ball and swing the ball, the way we can find each other, I just feel like we have that great connection already, and I feel like that makes us really special. Off the court, we get along. I haven't seen any of my teammates really get into any arguments or any type of big fights where it make us separate. I feel like we all together, we're all brothers, and we all have the same common goal.
Let's talk a little bit about being a point guard in terms of leadership. I know you and Rudy are new to the program. Clearly, you're going to play a ton right away. What's it been like learning this system for you? We've talked about the fact that you played high-level ball. How do you feel you are at in that growth process of learning K-State basketball, both from an offensive and defensive standpoint?
Yeah, I just feel like this is just expanding my game even more. Coming from the high school level and the AAU level where I'm more ball dominant, just, you know, coming off ball screens, kind of more simple game. I feel like here I've learned to expand my game, being able to cut, move, you know, be creative, and then also being able to do the things that I used to do coming from AAU. So kind of expanding my game offensively and defensively, it kind of makes me better condition-wise, picking up guys 94 feet, playing really good defense, being a help side, kind of makes me a smarter player, and I feel like that's needed for my size.
All right, let's tell everybody about your family a little bit, and then in addition to that, kind of give us what Nigel likes to do away from basketball. Do you have a hobby or two that you like?
First off, we'll talk about my family. I have two amazing parents that raised me very well. I'm very appreciative of them.
I'm in agreement with that, by the way. Obviously, they did a great job.
They did. I'm very appreciative of everything they've done for me. And I have two siblings, an older brother and an older sister. I'm very appreciative of them as well. Without any of them, none of this would be possible, so I'm very thankful for them. I do have a few hobbies. I like to, you know, I like to hang with my friends. I like to play the video game, and then, you know, me and my friends, we're very into, like, you know, car things. We kind of watch cars together and all that thing. That's our kind of a hobby outside of basketball.
Okay, so the video games are mostly basketball video or all kinds?
Mostly basketball. I like 2K, and then there's the Call of Duty and things like that. That as well.
So the 2K hoops, who's the best guy on the team that you compete against in the games?
I wouldn't even lie to you. I haven't really played too much 2K, like, since new stuff's been out. I'm waiting for the new generation PlayStation to come out for me to get one before I start playing the new 2K.
I know you're a busy guy, Nigel. Thanks for spending some time with us tonight. It's thrilling to have you at K-State. Have a great season and a great career here as a Wildcat. You look good in purple, by the way.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You bet. Appreciate it. Nigel Pack, and we're back with Coach in just 2 minutes. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Part-time job, full-time hustle, all-time Shiro to all of us. You nurture, we listen. You teach, we thrive. You lift our spirits, but we've got to lay down the truth. It's time for you, our Shiro, to stretch for the stars. Start saving more for retirement now so you can feel prepared and live your life to the fullest. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org/Shiro.
A message brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Our first show of the year. It's the Bruce Weber Show tonight. Kansas State basketball right around the corner. The Cats open up next Wednesday with the Little Apple Classic. We'll hit the air at noon, tip right after 1 o'clock for K-State and Drake. Coach rejoins us now, and again, our thanks to Mike McGurl and Nigel Pack for joining us. We say this when we have these young people on week in and week out during the season. Coach, they put so much into this. You can, both of those young men are terrific. Thanks for allowing them to be on with us tonight. Very much enjoyed talking to them. They're great kids.
Yeah, both. I mean, we have a lot of good people on yes. In our program, and those two come from great families. Obviously, Mike a little further away, coming all the way from, you know, the East Coast, from Connecticut. I know his dad and mom and family, well, they're going to try to be here quite a bit this season. I know they called the other day when they heard no fans, and his dad was, I got plane tickets already, Coach. And like, so you're fine. You're good. You get to come to the game. So, and you know, Mike has done an unbelievable job. You heard him talk about just really putting time into the game. And when he says every day, it's every day. We've actually had to have him back off a little bit. And he's, you know, we're doing some little things different offensively and got him moving a little bit, and he's made shots. And then Nigel, again, a great family. You can tell he's, you know, brought up by some special people, well-spoken, as you mentioned. You know, Wyatt, I was in Indiana a long time, and there is the fundamentals of Indiana high school basketball is it's not like that anywhere else in the country. And I'm not sure why the coaching, the tradition, whatever it is, but Nigel's got that great feel. He knows how to play. And the crazy thing, he's not very tall, as you've seen in person, but he's like our third strongest guy on the team as a freshman. He ran a 5-minute mile. He had the best mile time on the team. And any conditioning, whatever, he's one of the tops, you know, whenever we compete. So he's physically ready. He's mentally ready. Knows how to play. The only thing, and I teased him, I was in the back there, he's not the most outgoing. He doesn't always want to talk, and we're trying to get him to talk on the court because he knows what's going on.
He sure does.
And, you know, so we want him to, even as a freshman, you know, Mike's got to be the guy, and Dejuan, Antonio, Monte, Casey, guys that have a little more experience, but we need Nigel to use his basketball smarts and his intelligence to help us if we're going to be successful.
One final thought, and then we'll get to another break here. But we've talked about this. I've talked about it over the years with coaches. Everybody in my position wants to talk about those new faces, and I admit I'm there too. I'm excited about Nigel and Davion and Seldon and all of those guys. I'm not going to lie about that. But the guys like Mike McGurl, the guys like Dejuan, who you mentioned, and Montavious Murphy, those types of guys who have at least been through it one time, and in Mike's case, several, those guys are going to be key for you this year, aren't they? And I think we've seen improvement from them, clearly, have we not?
Oh, there's no doubt. Mike's a much better player. And I just, when he was walking out, I said, Mike, do you understand what I want out of you? I want you to be special. I mean, he's had some special moments here at K-State. And, you know, beside being part of the Big 12 champion and Elite Eight and NCAA tournament, you know, a huge game against Creighton, West Virginia. I mentioned maybe his best all overall game last year at TCU in the Big 12 tournament. But we need him consistently there. And he's, you know, we're going to have to score, and he's got to step up. So Dejuan, him, they've really made a dedication toward it, you know, toward, you know, taking their games to another level. Antonio Monte, same thing, you know, putting in the time. They've been hampered by a little bit of injuries and some illnesses, but I know they're, as we get closer to the season, they're getting more and more healthy and getting excited about it. And the one, and I'm a little worried about Casey's health, but Casey's strong.
Yeah.
And he's a force. We got some big interior guys that we can throw the ball to that are going to be able to score. I just hope Casey's is healthy enough to get through the season.
You bet. We'll take a quick break. More with Coach in just a moment. A timeout now. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, Additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
This is Bill Snyder with some straight talk about opioid abuse. We're all taught to share, but giving someone your pain medication isn't generous. It's reckless. Yet one in five people prescribed an opioid admit to sharing it with others. These drugs can be dangerous, even deadly. Support the people you love. Store your medication securely and dispose of unused medication. If you're asked to share, say no. Help prevent opioid abuse among your friends and family before it starts.
Learn more about safe storage and disposal at itmattersks.org.
You work hard to find the right soybean seed for your fields, and you stand by your work. So do we. That's why we put our soybean seed through strenuous testing and provide precise varieties and expert agronomic support for your operation. Ask your authorized retailer or your BASF Agronomic Solutions advisor about Credenz, because credibility isn't just part of our name, it's our commitment. Credenz Soybean Seed, from the experts that understand credibility is earned. Always read and follow label directions.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud. And consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Back on the initial Bruce Weber show of the year, Wildcats opening up next Wednesday at home, 1 o'clock against the Drake Bulldogs. A couple of questions for Coach, but first, I want to do a little promotion here, if you don't mind. Coach, you have a really interesting clinic coming up. Of course, in these times, it's going to be a little different, but let's talk about that clinic coming up in early December.
Well, obviously, we didn't get to have the camps and clinics that we usually have over the summer, and I know a lot of kids look forward to that. I know when I grew up, it was a special time, and they still have not, we're just trying to have a season. We're trying to have March Madness. We're trying to have a season. So the NCAA, you saw today, they extended the dead period, no recruiting all the way through the Final Four. Again, the focus is keep our players healthy, keep the coaches healthy, give us a chance to get through the season. So, but they have allowed finally a virtual clinic. And you know why? We've always done some holiday clinics. We do one for the Fort Riley military children. And then we've always done one with Junior Wildcats where they bring presents to be part of the clinic that we donate to Operation Santa Claus. Of course, Operation Santa Claus is the charity organization for Fort Riley to bring some joy and happiness to some of the soldiers' children. If they're, just get presents under the tree. So, and this is a tough time. So we've decided we're going to have a virtual clinic, which will include our players. And we'll do some ball handling drills and shooting drills, layups, just footwork, some things that we gave to our players early in the pandemic, things you can do at home. And everyone's talking about a long, cold winter. kids need things to do. So hopefully we'll bring some ideas for them. We'll have our players on, the coaches on, and it's going to be $25. You'll get a ball, you'll get a signed poster, and then all the profits are going to be donated to Operation Santa Claus. So, I think it's going to be a neat thing. I think there'll be 7 or 8 different clinics. We'll do a couple a week. And they can keep archiving them. And then we're going to put challenges for the kids to send us their videos on, tricky ball handling drills that they're able to master. So trying to bring a little fun, a little joy to Christmas, and hopefully it'll be a good thing.
You bet. It runs in December from the 1st through the 22nd. If you want more information, just contact Bailey at the basketball office at 785-532-6531. She will help you, I promise. 785-532-6531. Couple of questions here presented by Interest Bank. We'll get to them pretty quickly here. I guess the first is, and I'll just paraphrase it a little bit here, how do you deal with outside distractions? COVID is obvious, but the expectations, too, of this team by whether it's the media, whether it's the coaches in the league, how do you guys deal with all that?
Well, we have a lot of new guys, and we knew we wouldn't be picked very high, you know, and it is what it is. And all you can do is worry about what you can control, and that's getting ready. And it started with Mike and Dejuan, what we talked about, being here early May, then Selton, and then the Canadian brothers, and getting the whole team here and being diligent, dedicated toward getting better and buying into it. We got a good group. They want to do well. We got to keep them healthy, not only COVID, but injury-wise also. And, you know, Nigel's is a good player. Mike McGurl, Dejuan, Monty, Antonio, Casey, Davion might be the biggest surprise so far. And then if we can, you know, kind of add into the mix, Selton, you know, some of the other guys. Carlton has been out. Luke got hurt. You know, we got to be a good team, and that's all we can focus on.
Yeah, no doubt. We need to get our final break in here. I'll save this question for our next show, which, by the way, is the 17th of December. We'll have a final thought with Coach when we come back in just 2 minutes. Stay with us. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent, and when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan, too. Here are some stats you need to know. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals who are optimistic. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
Willie understands the Cats are going to have to claw and fight their way through this year's Big 12 schedule. But Willie wants you to have a smooth ride to every Wildcat game. That's why he recommends Kansas Land Tire to keep your ride in as good a shape as a K-State running back. Kansas Land Tire isn't just tires. It's everything mechanical, from exhaust systems to cooling systems to brakes and tune-ups. They can handle it all at Kansas Land Tire. Online at KansasLandTire.com.
With 23 convenient locations, visit thetirestore.com to find the Kansas Land Tire nearest you.
Making ends meet has always been a challenge, but lately, additional new sources of energy have been driving up costs faster than we can keep up.
For people on a fixed income, the impact of costly additional energy sources hits hard.
Fact is, oil and natural gas remain the most economical energy source known to the world today, lifting up Kansas families with affordable, reliable energy.
That makes all the difference for a Kansas family like mine. Get the facts about Kansas oil and natural gas.
Oil and natural gas helps keep every Kansas family strong.
With an unequaled client experience focusing on communication and attention to detail, let the team at Fox Home Innovations work with you to create a new space that you will love for years to come. A proud K-State Home Team sponsor, Fox Home Innovations is a design, remodel, build firm that has served Manhattan and the surrounding areas for 10 years. From site visit to project completion, Fox Home Innovations will develop a plan that fits your budgets, wants, and needs. To turn your dreams into reality, like Fox Home Innovations on Facebook or visit foxhomeinnovations.com.
One final time, we welcome you back. Wildcats next Wednesday at home against the Drake Bulldogs. Just a quick look at them, Coach. A 20-win team from a year ago, and they've got some kids back from that club.
Yeah, first team, all the Missouri Valley point guard. They lost their big kid, transferred to Minnesota, but they brought another big man in, a transfer from Green Bay, one of my former players, Link Darner, one of his guys, is a grad transfer there, 6'5", can rebound, athletic. So they're going to be it's not going to be easy. And I, Al White, I have no idea. You've watched practice a little bit.
Yep.
We played 5-on-5 just a number of times, so we have no idea how it's going to work. But I know our guys care. They're going to try hard. We make a couple shots playing at home. We're excited. I wish there were fans. Obviously, it's I think we got to really watch this spread and this
for
spike.
Sure.
So it's, President Myers, Riley County, the people involved with that, it's good for right now. Hopefully we can slow it down, and we'll have fans back in Bramlage later on.
Thanks so much for joining us. We're out of time. Good night. This is the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College, this has been the Bruce Weber Show, brought to you by Kansas Land Tire. Out of air or need repair? These guys care. And by Kansas Strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the K-State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.